This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a lot of news to get to, but obviously making headlines is the FBI report is done, has been given to senators, and we're already starting to get their opinion on the background check, the seventh background check of Brett Kavanaugh. And the White House had reported early on that there was no corroboration when it came to I'm getting these reports saying, oh, the FBI report means nothing. No additional corroborating information, meaning the FBI did not find validity or any veracity or evidence, shall we say, that's probably a better word, to Brett Kavanaugh being a sexual predator. No surprise there. So, as expected, the Democrats are saying, oh, no, this was incomplete. And we expected that. I mean, they are going to stall and stall and stall. As you know, Republicans only have a 51-vote majority. Very, very slim. It's enough to get Kavanaugh passed. Of course, people are worried about what Senator Collins, Senator Murkowski, and Senator Jeff Flake say. As it currently stands, all the other Republican senators seem to be a yes vote for Kavanaugh. There are a couple Democratic senators who are in red states that may also vote yes for Kavanaugh. We're waiting to hear more on that. But from what we understand, I believe Senator Collins seems to be satisfied. She says it appears to be a very thorough investigation, but I'm going to go back and personally read the interviews. Senator Jeff Flake, who is the one that recommended the FBI check and extending the vote by a week, he said, we've seen no new credible corroboration, no new corroboration at all. So that may be enough for this to go forward. Now, I've been watching on Facebook and social media and seeing people's posts and messages saying Kavanaugh does not deserve to be on the Supreme Court with what was found in his past. And I guess they're talking about his yearbook pictures and his tongue sticking out and talking about drinking and partying with his buddies and all that. And I don't like when I hear the word deserve, because that means we're sitting in judgment and we're not supposed to be doing that. Okay? You know, it also means that anybody who has ever been a part of a fraternity or a sorority or a party or enjoyed some beer and got tipsy or drunk is never going to be allowed to hold a position later in their life. And I don't know if that's honestly fair. I mean, let's look at drug abuse. There are a lot of people that have been open about their drug use. I guess there's reports that, you know, the MyPillow guy had overcome drug use. And that doesn't mean they can't be, you know, successful later. It doesn't mean that they can't, you know, overcome their, vices and be able to move forward. So my concern with that is when people say, well, look, because of all this, he still doesn't deserve it. He yelled during the hearing. This man, to me, if we're going to use the term deserve, I would say deserves it more than anybody else because of what he went through and the sacrifices he made and what his family has gone through dealing with this assassination of his character. Now, again, if there was evidence to prove that he was a sexual predator, then no, he probably wouldn't be confirmed. But if there is no evidence, We have people coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, yeah, he did this to me, did this to me. And when we try to get the facts, we can't get them. What more do people want? And we do not want to find ourselves in a situation where future presidents, to play it safe, are going to have to nominate only women. And ladies, you know, be prepared. There's going to be a slew of allegations of women being sexual predators. Women grabbing people's butts. Women saying inappropriate comments. Women giving people the finger. You know, giving somebody the finger while driving to work is considered assault. Now, maybe you won't go to jail for it. Maybe you won't lose your job. But technically, an obscene gesture such as that is considered harassment or assault in some senses. So, you know, we need to decide, and this is unfortunately one of the pivotal cases that'll help us move forward on how we are going to define and approach allegations, whether they're true, whether they're false. And, you know, with the Senate giving Ford her time in court, many hours in court, hearing both sides, having an FBI investigate him a seventh time, I think they went above and beyond what they needed to do. And then again, does President Trump deserve to be president? Did President Obama deserve to be president? Did somebody who moved up the ranks in a firm deserve to be CEO? Who's to say who deserved what? You know, Steve Jobs, did he deserve to be CEO of Apple and do what he did with and have, shall we say, one of the biggest industries and be the father of basically the smartphone, so to speak? Did he quote unquote deserve that? No, nobody uses the term deserve. So people get nominated. They have to pay their dues. They have to work. They shouldn't have to go through this. Nobody should have to go through what happened here. But they have to pay their dues. They have to, you know, graduate law school. I don't think doctors are allowed to be on the Supreme Court. They don't have a law degree because you got to interpret the law. So you have to be a lawyer. You have to have been a judge. And then you have to have been appointed by the president. So, well, hopefully, I believe there's going to be a procedural vote later tomorrow, and then on Saturday, possibly a vote by the full Senate. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys listen, whether it's live or whether it's delayed. And we do have an answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So let's listen to some of your questions now. 1-877-362-3254.
White vinegar?
Well, now we got lovely music. That's some beautiful music. Oh, look at that. By the way, any of you that are musicians that want to play music for me on the air, I think that's absolutely lovely. But wait till after we get through the call. all right, sounds good.
My uncle told me that I should start drinking.
I could hear him. I could hear him. He's talking about his uncle telling him to drink something.
My My uncle told me that I should start drinking white vinegar? Is that right? Is there any benefit to increasing vinegar consumption or supplemental vinegar consumption? I don't know, some sort of vinegar. You know what I'm talking about? All right, thanks.
Very, very cool. I wish I could talk to you live. And thank you guys for being patient. Sometimes technology, maybe it's because I was talking about Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs may rest in peace. I just hope that's not messing up with our technology. All right? Never want to make fun of him. So, white vinegar. It's interesting. Vinegar, okay, like apple cider vinegar, white vinegar, the reason why vinegar has been kind of hailed as a superfood is because many people think that it has antibacterial properties, anti-cancer properties, weight loss properties. They believe it could be used to help liver, help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, all sorts of things. And we don't have enough data on it, but basically if we look at white vinegar, we call white vinegar like distilled vinegar. And we use it a lot. It's been used for cooking and gardening and cleaning. We use vinegar a lot, I believe even in douche. And vinegar contains 4 to 7% acetic acid. And then the rest of it is really water. Okay? So it's a source of water, even though many of us would rather drink regular water. But the acetic acid, standard white vinegar, some can have up to 20%. All right, and that you don't want to consume. But the vinegar will consume, it has a low amount of acetic acid, but has a little bit more. And I guess white vinegar is produced, if I look at Healthline on how they produce it, it comes from fermentation of foods like sugar beets, potatoes, molasses, milk whey. And they say the specific recipe depends on which food was most readily available in a particular region, and then that's what they use to produce our vinegar. And most of what we do in terms of our white vinegar is going to be from grain alcohol. And it doesn't really have a lot of nutrients. So we add yeast phosphates to kickstart the bacterial fermentation process. And so health benefits that have been touted have been to help blood sugar control. They think that if we ingest vinegar, it could reduce our blood sugar levels and help our insulin levels after a meal. Some people think it helps weight management. Maybe you feel more full. Maybe the acetic acid helps slow the stomach rate of emptying, so food digests longer. Maybe you absorb less food. Maybe you get reduced caloric intake. Some animal studies in mice have shown that it reduces cholesterol. And then, of course, the antimicrobial properties. Some people say, well, you got to put this vinegar on your salad. It kills off the bacteria. Maybe we'll have less of these, you know, foodborne illnesses if we sprinkle it all over. So, you know, when we look at vinegar, apple cider vinegar, that comes from crushed apples. It's fermented juice also. But apple cider vinegar is supposed to have a little bit more punch than white vinegar because you have now vitamins from the fruit. So B1, B2, B6, biotin, folic acid, vitamin C, pantothenic acid. So they say also apple cider vinegar has maybe minerals like sodium and potassium and magnesium and iron and calcium and phosphorus. Now, it does have acetic acid but also citric acid. And so we use sometimes it in medicine applications, and it's been touted apple cider vinegar now for, you could use it for osteoporosis, you can use it for leg cramps. Why? Because of the vitamins in there, upset stomachs, sore throat, sinus problems. This has been reported by WebMD. You can use it for high blood pressure, arthritis, acne. Some people use apple cider vinegar on the skin for acne. Some people use it to soothe the sunburn, which is interesting because it is has acetic acid in there. Some people use it for shingles, insect bites, dandruff. And so I guess they think what it does is, just like with the white cider vinegar, it may help slow down gut absorption, help your insulin sensitivity, and help with some of your slowdown of absorbing certain calories. Now, in terms of being safety, there was one report I'm reading here where it could mess with your potassium. There was one report of a person who developed low potassium levels and weak bones after taking 250 milliliters of apple cider vinegar daily for 6 years. In another report, there was a woman who had apple cider vinegar tablet lodged in her throat for 30 minutes, and then she ended up having destruction of the tissue and difficulty swallowing for months because of the acid level. So we also don't know if it interacts with other medications. So it could interact with your digoxin. It could interact with insulin. It could interact with your water pills. So the problem we have with vinegar is nobody's really studying it. If you don't have a pharmaceutical company, you're going to make money on it. You don't really have a lot of studies. And so do I believe that there could be some health benefits? Personally, if you're going to choose a salad dressing, rather than a thick, creamy, cholesterol-laden ranch dressing, if you want to throw some vinegar on your vegetables, I don't think that's a bad idea. But drinking a cup of vinegar, I just don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know. Now, some people tout that apple cider vinegar will help you with your gallstones. And I've seen people try to use apple cider vinegar. They still ended up needing surgery on their gallbladder. You know, maybe the amount of apple cider vinegar you need is more than you could consume. So, again, it's one of those things where some people swear by it. If they swear by it and they feel great, then good. You know, I mean, I swear by certain things. Like for me, I'm able to sleep at night if I take a hot shower before I go to bed. For me, it's something I swear by. Is there a lot of data? Do they say that's a good thing to do? Yeah, that no. But it's something that, you know, I'm going to do, and it works for me. But be careful, because again, you're taking something that does have some acidic properties, some vitamins in it, obviously, and minerals, and they may possibly interact with other things if that's not something that your body is naturally equipped to handle. All right, great question. Keep questions coming, people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that want to make sure your pregnancy test is accurate, apparently officials had to recall tens of thousands of Clear and Simple digital pregnancy tests that had to be recalled by the Chinese manufacturer. Now, this happened in Europe. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, and I believe these are also sold Clear and Simple in America, announced a batch of tests were given out false positive readings, 58,000. It issued the alert about the manufacturing error this morning. One woman apparently was devastated when her positive Clear and Simple pregnancy test allegedly turned out to be false. It was a restaurant worker, 22 years old, said her boyfriend was so happy when they found out the news, and they added they were in the right situation to start a family, and then they found out, no, they weren't, because the test was wrong. Imagine taking a test, being told you're fine, you're not pregnant, and then actually being pregnant. So I guess the manufacturer is based in Guangzhou, China. I'm not sure if that's the same place where the blood pressure medication manufacturing plant was. They estimate about 58,000 tests have been affected, possibly more. So, you know, when you hear these cases and you hear that these things are coming out of China, it makes you wonder, what is the, you know, process over there? And how do we know that what we're getting from there is right on point? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the past few hours, U.S. senators have been poring over the FBI report on its investigation of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Republicans say they found the report very thorough, saying it uncovered nothing of concern. However, Democrats, like Senator Dianne Feinstein, see it differently. She called the investigation
very limited, and it will be interesting after all of the members have an opportunity to read the documents. And we have an opportunity in public to discuss our conclusions.
Republican leaders want to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation tomorrow or Saturday. Florence, South Carolina police say the man who opened fire on officers yesterday, killing one and wounding six, is 74-year-old Fred Hopkins, who's now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We do have a lot of news, but many things that many comments that are coming have to do with obviously the Brett Kavanaugh nomination and that being held up. Marcy writes, how can women support Trump and Kavanaugh? I'm an independent, and she says she's an independent. Women allowing him to advance to the Supreme Court puts us back decades. What are these women thinking? And I think we need to put this to rest pretty damn quickly, and we need to get our definition straight. If somebody has never assaulted somebody, right, whether it's your father, whether it's your husband, whether it's your son, whether it's a Supreme Court nominee, they should not be accused of doing such.
And I'm really getting nervous about this anti-man sentiment that we're hearing. Trust me, I've been a victim of assault. A lot of us have. There are some people out there that are real jerks. But, I love my father. I got brothers. Men aren't bad people. And there was actually, I don't know if you guys heard this, this is some breaking news. One report here says Senator Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska, we are being told, publicly suggested he would have preferred a woman to have been nominated to the court instead. Apparently, he said, although I've said many complimentary things about Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his distinguished record, I will say that I urged the president back in June and early July to make a different choice before he announced his nomination. This is what Sasse told the Senate Wednesday night as the upper chamber of Congress prepared for this FBI report. Kavanaugh, as you know, faces these allegations, and he said, Senator Sasse says, part of my argument then was that the very important Me Too movement was also very new, and that the Senate is not at all well prepared to handle potential allegations of sexual harassment and assault. The Nebraskan senator, they said, felt that Trump picking a woman, who I guess he was thinking about maybe Amy Coney Barrett or Joe Larson, I don't know, would have been the quote, politically smart move. In the interest of cautious prudence, I urge a different path than the one that was chosen. Now, I don't know if that necessarily means he wanted a woman per se instead, but I think a lot of us thought of that when we were looking at the short list of Kavanaugh's, of Trump's list. We were like, okay, are they going to get nasty when it comes to it being a male? But I was thinking, what came through my mind is if Trump had chosen a male, people would say, well, that's, what the Republicans are all about, white males. I didn't anticipate something like this happening. I still feel that if somebody's a sexual predator, there are multiple signs, multiple actions, and, these people, eventually get taken down. If somebody is innocent and never did anything remotely, predatorial, then there's no way anybody can credibly come out and claim they did. And so I don't think any of us anticipated what we saw here. And again, I'm not really sure what happened with Dr. Ford. I know the Republican senators have been really, really nice saying, look, this wasn't her fault. She wanted this, kept to herself. She wanted to remain, shall we say, anonymous. And this was all Feinstein. I don't know if Ford is completely, out of the woods on this also. If she's politically charged, there could be still motive there also. And again, she could have very easily at many times said, look, I don't know. I'm 100% certain about this, but I don't know, the rest. I just don't think she's 1,000% innocent in this. And hopefully we don't have to browbeat this much longer. If Kavanaugh gets nominated, things, people can move on. But, very interesting what this, listener wrote. Allowing him to advance to the Supreme Court puts women back decades. I don't believe it does if he's innocent. What do people want? Do they want anybody accused being taken down? Ladies, we need men. We don't need sexual predators. We don't need to be assaulted by any means. But we need good men. We do. And, it's interesting. There's these movements for women blackout where on Facebook, I guess you could black out your picture. What would, life be like without women? Look, the average guy that's a good guy appreciates women. It's these jerks out there, and these jerks aren't the one who gives a damn about a Facebook profile picture. But what if men did that? If my husband got up and left, Yeah, I could still make it. I'll be fine. My mom taught me well, but it would suck. I love my husband. I love men. I love my boys. I loved my father. My grandfathers were righteous dudes, guys. Man, I loved my grandfathers. You know, military men, police, good guys. The guy that pulled me over, the motorcycle cop, good guy. And so, you know, I don't think this puts us back. What puts us back is false accusations. What puts us back is somebody coming out saying, oh, yeah, he was drugging the punch, and he was organizing and orchestrating gang rape chains, and then, redacting it or backpedaling on it. That's what puts us women back. I don't want men to fear women. And they do. If men fear women, that's what's going to put us back. And we women are doing it to ourselves. Look at how that study came out with where women are less likely to get CPR from a bystander than men. Why? Because the average person doesn't want to be accused of assault, touching an unconscious woman on her chest. Well, then that puts us back. Is a man going to be saved before a woman? Well, in the old days, it was because men were felt to be more important. Well, nowadays, it's because people are scared that women are going to accuse them of assault and they'll go to jail and their lives are going to be ruined. What's the difference if women are going to be less likely to get CPR? Who cares what the reason is? Ladies, we need to think this through a lot better than we have. And doing this Me Too movement is supposed to help those who were assaulted. If you weren't ever assaulted, shut the hell up. Leave men alone. And if you weren't assaulted and you have a good man, give him a hug. Treat him well. Treat him with respect like he's treating you. Those of us who have been assaulted, yeah, these guys need one hell of a butt whooping. But the average man out there is a good guy. Do some of them get frisky? Yeah. Do some of them get handsy? Yeah. The average guy who has been in a sexual relationship with somebody has touched their boobs. The average guy has touched a butt. And the average woman who's been in a sexual relationship with somebody has liked their boobs touched or their butt touched. It's the assault that's an issue, and the assault has to be dissected out. If assault really happened, that is serious. It's a serious crime, and people need to go to jail. And they need to get some serious psychological help. But if somebody was never even in the vicinity, don't accuse. Don't make such a circus. Don't ruin people's lives. Don't have a sexual relationship with somebody and then have regret or see some opportunity for you and go, oh, yeah, I didn't want that. Women, we're the ones that are putting us back decades. Stop it already. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my best friends is about to have his colonoscopy, and he's about to undergo the prep. Godspeed, Godspeed. Oh my gosh, about to go through the prep. That's a rough one. The prep to go through a colonoscopy. You want to know what? If you guys haven't had a colonoscopy, get it done. I know it's not Colon Cancer Awareness Month, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I'm supposed to be talking about the boobies, but honestly, I don't care. We're coming up on the end of deductibles. Have you noticed we haven't even been talking about new insurance and open enrollment for new insurance? There's no news on that. It's all been about Kavanaugh. So, hopefully in the next hour, we'll have some of the latest scoop on Health insurance. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. I came here to work. There's a whole bunch of Red Bull cans on the ground. All right, so you think, okay, they would have been here this morning. I don't know where the heck the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. My GCN crew is all there and at work and doing what they're doing in Minnesota, but the Dr. Dahlia Show news team in Las Vegas, I really don't know where the heck they are. Yeah, we got a fight coming up. So we got a fight. We got the Patriots playing, Dallas playing Sunday night. So I know we got a lot of sports, a lot of good stuff coming up. Ooh, Sunday night. By the way, the Carrie Underwood song, Game On. Is that the new song? It's okay, but I really miss the Sunday night. Ooh, Sunday night. I just think the Sunday night song is better. Sunday night. All right. Anyway, so I'm getting ready for football. It's going to be a great weekend. Not a great weekend for people who ate tainted eggs. 38 people in 7 states have been hospitalized in Alabama, Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Montana, Ohio, and Tennessee. Why? Because of some bad eggs. These eggs had bacteria and were sold between June 2018 and September 2018. So consumers are being told to throw these out. They came from an Alabama poultry farm. The FDA says the illnesses came from the Gravel Ridge Farms in Coleman, northern part of the state. The first report was released last month. 14 cases have been confirmed. Now they say 23 people have been affected in Tennessee, 7 in Alabama, 4 in Ohio, and then some single cases in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, and Montana. You guys have to cook those eggs. 38 people in 7 states have been sickened by salmonella. And salmonella, nothing to play with. Salmonella could be deadly. So apparently, Gravel Ridge Farms issued a recall last month of its cage-free large eggs in Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. And as you know, salmonella infections occur after eating raw meat and eggs or foods that are contaminated with the bacteria. So symptoms could be nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. It can last between 4 and 7 days. Now, according to the CDC, salmonella is the cause of 1.2 million illnesses, 23,000 hospitalizations, and 450 people die a year annually from salmonella. Now, we'll do antibiotics, or we'll do symptomatic measures, giving you IV fluids. Many people resolve on their own, but many times we do have to be a little bit more aggressive. So I guess the company said the eggs have a quote best if used by dates of July 25th through October 3rd. Now, one of you, gosh, it was years ago, I don't know if it was 2010, 2011, asked me how you don't get sick from sunny side up. You can get sick from sunny side up eggs. I always scramble my eggs. I scramble them really well, and I'm not a big egg eater. But absolutely, any form of raw egg that's contaminated with the bacteria can hurt you. Now, we don't see huge sunny side egg or over easy or over hard, or we don't see a lot of delineations of the styles of how people have cooked their eggs. But I'm not a big fan of eggs being semi-raw. Now, if we don't see a plethora of people getting sick from sunny side up, I just don't like drippy eggs. Drippy eggs drive me crazy. In fact, my favorite eggs are when you go to these buffets in Las Vegas and you stick the spoon in the egg dish at the buffet and it comes out like a brick of egg, you know, like a lasagna. When you get like a big square cube brick of egg, those are my favorites. I don't know if they're powdered eggs. I don't know how they do it, but scrambled eggs that come in a block, to me, are like some of the most delicious. I don't know why, but they are. That's for me. And usually don't get salmonella from block eggs. my guess is some people that don't get sick from sunny side up, the heat, even though it may not cook and denature the protein of the egg, is enough to still kill off some of the bacteria. So you may be getting lucky. Just like raw meat, just like medium rare steak. Many people don't get sick from medium rare steak. Personally, I'd rather be at least medium. You know, start killing off the blood. I don't like to see blood on my steak. I do like it juicy, which is why I order my steaks medium at the very least. I don't like well done. It's too dry. But it's different strokes for different folks. Remember, Honey Smacks had to be recalled by Kellogg back in June because there was a massive salmonella outbreak that affected at least 100 people. Empire Kosher Chicken affected multiple people. The CDC had to, you know, send a report on that. So salmonella outbreaks, this is nothing really new. We had Goldfish crackers this year, a Ritz cracker. We had a lot of salmonella outbreaks this year. So either certain processing plants are doing things half-assed, or we have a newer strain of salmonella that's a little bit more nasty. So these are things that we need to keep out for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study has suggested that light drinking does not have health benefits. And alcohol could possibly, the risks outweigh the benefits. They say a new study suggests that folks who like to take a drink or two every day are more likely to die prematurely. You have a 20% increased risk of death compared to someone who drinks the same amount 2 to 3 times a week. That's according to study author Dr. Sarah Hartz. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at Washington University School of Medicine. She said, we should no longer say that it's healthy to drink. It's a vice that's not great for us. Hartz noted that how significant a 20% increased risk of death is depends on your age. Some people will die young, some people won't. But a 20% increased risk of premature death is less significant at that age than it would be for someone in their 70s. So what's going on with the alcohol? Well, cancer. It has been linked to cancer, especially breast cancer. They say drinking more than 4 times a week can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Well, why all the health benefit issues? Well, some people think it helps your cholesterol. Some people think it's the resveratrol. Well, according to this study, and I know you guys are sick of these studies going back and forth, is alcohol good, is alcohol not? The study looked at over 400,000 people. More than 340,000 had participated in a national health survey. Another group of nearly 94,000 were between the ages of 40 and 60 and had been treated as outpatients at Veteran Health Administration clinics, the VAs. And the lowest group was people who drank one or two drinks just 2 to 3 times weekly. So, you know what I think, and I've said this over and over again, it's different strokes for different folks. These people in France and Italy that live till they're 90 or 100 and claim it's because they have wine every day, maybe for them that works. Maybe it's the rest of their diet. Maybe it's the tomatoes and the lycopene and some of the other really cool things that they eat in Italy and France, which I would love to eat more of. But then you have some people where, wow, luck of the draw, they get cancer. When my friend got brain cancer, I don't know why he got brain cancer. Another one of my friends got sarcoma. I don't know why that happened. When, you know, no rhyme or reason. Another one of my friends got breast cancer. I don't know. She was skinny. She was healthy. I mean, she didn't have a baby, but honestly, not having a baby, does that, you know, it puts you at higher risk, but boy, there's a lot of people out there that don't have babies that don't get breast cancer. So different strokes for different folks, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.